Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat, back again for week 11 of the NFL season. How's it going, Pat?
Pretty good until I found out what my picks were last week or what it ended up being. So
yeah, I've completed my comeback on the picks. I was 8-6 last week, not great, but Pat struggled with the 4-10 record.
Yeah.
So after the Thursday night game where I picked Chicago correctly,
yeah,
Pat picked Miami, we are now tied at 79 and looks like 66.
Yeah, I really have no excuse. I just got to get out there and perform.
The comeback. I told you the comeback was happening.
Yeah, you did. You predicted it right.
So. All right, well, let's get right into it. No bye weeks for this. No more byes. So we got the full slate of games. So we got Thursday night. We had Chicago, Miami. Chicago took care of business. Miami looks like they're sliding.
Yeah.
With their quarterback problems, so.
Yep.
All right, well, the first one for Sunday, Green Bay at Minnesota.
I have to pick against Minnesota. I'll take Green Bay. I just think Minnesota's kind of a lost cause at this point. Sidney Rice is back, which should help, but I don't think he's instant offense or the, you know, recipe for success, at least his first week back. So I'll take Green Bay.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. We got to get the Fire Chili campaign going.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that on Twitter, guys, go to twitter.com/firechili, and they got like pretty funny stuff about trying to get rid of Childress in Minnesota.
Yep, I'll be there for the Giants game a couple weeks into December, and I'll be finding that guy and getting some signs myself. So.
All right, next one, Washington at Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee. Both teams lost coming off the bye weeks, which isn't really a good sign, but I don't know. Washington seems a bit dysfunctional to me, and I think Tennessee will pull it out.
All right, this is my upset special. I'm going with the Redskins to bounce back from last week's whooping in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was bad. They got just stomped.
I think this one, that might light a little fire under McNabb, and we'll see what happens. But that's my upset for this week.
All right.
Plus, I don't like the Tennessee quarterback situation. It's like they don't know what's going on. Like, I don't really know who's the starter, really, even.
Yeah, it's not a good situation there either for quarterbacks.
Yeah. And you see, you know, the quarterback's a big thing. You know, Miami has quarterback problems. They're in trouble. Minnesota far struggled. They're in trouble. Tennessee, they've got issues you don't really know. And then coming up next, Arizona at Kansas City. Arizona has quarterback problems.
Yeah, and partly because of that, I'll take Kansas City. They got blown away by Denver, and then their coach got a little grumpy after the game and wouldn't shake hands. But I think they'll get over that and win this week against Arizona. So.
Yep. Same here. Arizona's 1-4 on the road, and Kansas City is 4-0 at home. So
yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one thing that this has come up before a couple years ago with the Patriots about people kind of getting upset that a team runs up the score. I mean, these are pros. I guess if you don't like it, stop it. It's one thing if you run up the score on high school kids, and I'm not even saying that Kansas City got the score run up on them. I didn't watch the game, but I mean, you know, it's pro sports. Like, you know, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars. Stop it if you don't like it. So.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. So, all right, next one, Baltimore at Carolina. Carolina quarterback problems.
Yeah, another team with quarterback problems. I'll take the Ravens. All of Baltimore's losses this year have come on the road, but I don't see that being an issue this week. I think they could probably play two men down on each side of the ball and still put up a fight against Carolina. So the Panthers have only scored over 20 just once all year.
Yeah,
so.
And then they've got Brian St. Pierre starting at quarterback, who has like 5 NFL snaps in his like entire career, some such number.
Nice.
Apparently the Ravens like scattered. They tried to find film on him. All they could find for film of Brian St. Pierre in the NFL was like 39 snaps, I think, and that included preseason.
Oh wow! See, you know, like sometimes in baseball, when a new pitcher comes in where they don't know much about, the pitcher has a lot of success. I don't think the Ravens not knowing a lot about this quarterback is going to really impact them.
I think you're right there.
Yeah.
Next one, Buffalo at Cincinnati.
I'll take the Bengals. I think overall they've been a more competitive team for the most part. And I don't know, it was kind of a coin flip when it comes to that with the way Buffalo's been. You know, they've had a couple of good games, but I will take Cincinnati here.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you. Cincinnati, you know, they lost six in a row now, but they're all been one-score games, basically, you know, 8 points or less. So, yep. I mean, they've been in a lot of games, and, like, I think they're getting maybe, you know, their demise is a bit, you know, overrated. You know, they're probably not going to make the playoffs, but they're still, I think, a pretty decent team.
Yeah, and they've lost by six or less to the Falcons, the Colts, and the Steelers, who are three of the best teams in the league, so.
Yeah, and they beat Baltimore early in the
and
year.
They beat Baltimore early, yeah.
All right, next one, Detroit at Dallas.
I'm going to take Dallas. I wasn't really sure whether or not to buy this team is legit now, the Cowboys, that their coach is gone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can see Detroit doing their usual hang-in and not quite win it at the end of the game. So.
Yeah, Detroit's just really struggled. Like, you know, the last couple of years, it seems like they want to be good. But just with Matt Stafford, he keeps getting hurt on and off. And, you know, when he's there, they play pretty well. But when he's not, you know, they just continue to struggle. So I'll take Dallas.
All right.
Houston at New York Jets.
I'm going to go with New York. They've had back-to-back weeks of overtime games that they've won, but against teams that have combined for five wins. But Houston really isn't looking real great lately, dropping three in a row. So
yeah,
I'll take the Jets.
I'm going to agree with you. It seems like Houston kind of peaked week one when they beat the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, they were the talked about team, and now they're last place in their conference.
Yeah, it's been all down here from there for them, so I'll take the Jets too. And then next one, we got Oakland at Pittsburgh.
I'll take the Steelers. Potentially a better game than one would think, because the way Oakland runs the ball real well, but that being said, Pittsburgh is the best against the run, so I think, and Pitt obviously is a better team overall, you know, all around game, so.
Yeah, I'll take Pittsburgh despite, you know, some of the problems that they have with their the offensive line. You know, they just had to get a new kicker after Jeff Reed was missing like 25 yarders.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think they've definitely got some issues, but I'm not sure that I totally buy Oakland yet.
Yeah.
You know, they lead that division, but that's the worst division ever. So maybe not. Maybe the NFC West is the worst division. But
I think that's probably the worst.
AFC West not far behind.
That's right.
All right, then Cleveland at Jacksonville.
I'll take Cleveland. They've been a fun team the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, I guess. But karma could come back to bite them after one of their drunk fans tackled a 8-year-old boy in the parking lot. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
But, yeah, some Cleveland fan afterwards tackled a, I don't know if he was aiming for the guy's dad, but the dad and son were walking hand in hand, and he smeared the little kid. So that might be karma coming back to Cleveland. But
speaking of karma, you know, Jacksonville got the luckiest play of all time. Last weekend with,
yes.
with the Hail Mary. So I'm actually going to go with Cleveland too. I just really don't – I still don't believe in Jacksonville. And I don't understand how they keep winning games, but it's got to end at some point because I just don't think they're very good.
And can we call Peyton Hillis the great white hope for white running backs?
I think so.
He's not – I mean, everybody's kind of waiting for his downfall, but he's putting up numbers. And
He had a good first year at Arkansas, like – because I live in Arkansas, for those of you who don't know. He had a good first year at Arkansas, but then that's when McFadden and Felix Jones came in, and he kind of got overshadowed.
Yeah.
So then he gets drafted, I think. I don't know when he got drafted, the second or third round, I think. But I think he's a good player, actually.
He's having the best year probably out of those three.
Yeah, well, McFadden's having a good year now, but, you know, I think it's between him and them for, you know, considering where they were drafted.
Yeah.
He's definitely been the value there. All right, next one, Seattle at New Orleans.
I'll take New Orleans. They're rolling, and despite how much I loathe Reggie Bush, he is another weapon that Breeze can use, and they have a pretty favorable schedule looking ahead. So, and I don't think this game will be a huge challenge for them. I mean, Seattle isn't bad, but, well, yeah, they kind of are, actually. So
I'll agree with you there. I like New Orleans at home. Next one, we got Atlanta at St. Louis.
I'll take Atlanta. They came off that big win that probably devastated you since you were there.
It was devastating.
But I'll take Atlanta over St. Louis.
All right. I will take Atlanta, too. I think it could be closer than people think, though. St. Louis plays well at home, especially in the dome there. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one, we got Tampa Bay at San Francisco.
I'm not sure how Tampa is 6-3, and they're not even in the NFC West, but I'll take them again this week. I think San Fran's playing a bit better, but somehow Tampa Bay keeps winning games. So
I'm going to take San Francisco here. I think they're coming around a little bit. Tampa Bay, you know, they're 6-3, like you said, but their opponents are combined 14-40.
Yeah, that probably explains some of that 6-3.
I mean,
record.
I meant to say that the teams they've beat are 14-40.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. I just don't trust them still. All right, and then next up, a good one: Indy at New England.
It's like the Patriots here at home. I'm already sick of hearing about the Brady Manning rivalry and all that crap. But
At least it's not a primetime game.
Yeah.
You get other options. You don't have to deal with the, you know, Chris Collinsworth like flipping out every time anything happens with Peyton Manning. So.
Yeah, that might be a game I watch on mute, but I'll take the Patriots.
So. All right, I will take the Patriots too. Indy, you know, the Indies had a lot of injuries, and like New England, they looked motivated last weekend. I'm not really sure like what happened, but they seem like they got their mojo back a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, and then Sunday night, Giants at Philadelphia.
I'll take the Eagles here. Vic is just playing awesome football, and if you haven't heard about it, then you haven't been. Probably didn't have a pulse this last week because that's all they talked about.
Okay, yeah.
And did you hear the Giants defensive coordinator kind of talked about how he's sleeping easy because they have a great game plan for Vic?
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
That might come back.
What is he talking about?
Yeah, I don't. You can't game plan for that. I in a way, I kind of hope it comes back to Burnham. So.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to take Philadelphia too. You know, with the weapons he has, it's just kind of freaky. You know, because in Atlanta, you know, he never really had that. He had like Algie Crumpler and like Warwick Dunn, and that was it. So
yeah,
with the guys he has now, with Jackson, Macklin, and LeSean McCoy, so it's kind of crazy that offense. And then Monday night, Denver at San Diego.
I'll take the Chargers. They're doing their typical slow start, but heating up now towards the mid to end of the season. They're rated the best passing team, 16th rushing, so average, third against the pass, and fourth against the rush. I don't know how they aren't doing much better than they are.
Probably because they've had like 12 punts blocked. I think
that doesn't help.
Some special team struggles, but I'm going to take them too. Is Vincent Jackson going to be back this week? I'm not sure, but he'll be coming back soon, I think. So
yeah.
That'll give them a little boost because, I mean, last week, I think it was last week, Rivers was throwing the ball to guys that no one has even ever heard of.
Yeah.
I can't remember the guy's name, but I went on his ESPN profile, and he didn't even have a picture of him.
You know, he's not a big-time
receiver.
You know, if you're getting that many punts blocked, you almost want to take Rivers in a shotgun on fourth down and just have him heave it up and just kind of hope it gets picked off, if anything. So
I think there should be more teams going for fourth downs. I don't know. Because it just seems like if your special teams are bad, especially, you know, when you're in that middle between, like, between the 40s or in a little bit in the opponent's territory, I think there should be more, less punting, more going for it. The guy that Rivers was throwing to was CG. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it.
Oops.
Like Sei Ajiratutu. So,
I bet you pronounced that correctly.
I bet I didn't. That's okay. He had 114 yards and two touchdowns. Anyway,
that's crazy.
So pick him up in your fantasy leagues a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, anyway. Well, that does it for this week. You got anything else you want to discuss real quick? We got a few minutes.
I'm trying to think. I've been watching a little bit NBA. How about you?
Yeah, a little bit. I actually went to a game last week, Atlanta versus the Jazz, which wasn't really a great game, actually.
But who won that one?
The Jazz won, actually, but just wasn't really exciting. I don't know. Those two teams don't thrill me.
I think
sometimes... Also, the crowd was weak in Atlanta.
Really?
No one came. They showed up late, left early. I don't know.
Yeah, regular season NBA just doesn't have that flair to it. So
definitely.
I was glad to see Minnesota Gopher men's basketball team upset North Carolina last night.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Something to make up for our horrible football season. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that does it for this week. Have a good weekend, everyone. Follow us on Twitter @TheSportsGeeks and check out thesportsgeeks.com. Thanks for listening.